podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Likewise, all advice given is meant for entertainment and not to be taken seriously or utilized in any way. After all, one of the hosts isn't even a real person. Are you serious right now?
I give really good advice, I give really good advice, yeah, hit it, Kirsten!
No.
A whopping hello to all of my new listeners. Man, you guys are just pouring in like my uterine lining on the second day. It's so good to see y'all piling up in my inbox. I'm your host, Blandy Cobble. One half of the most popular mommy lifestyle blogger perfectionist hypocrite podcast, Really Good Advice for New Moms. A little about me, if you don't already know. I love visiting the hardware store. Another thing about me is I don't like any food that would effectively raise my iron or vitamin D levels, and once in a while I do splurge on a cream pie from my brother-in-law Dante. I mean, he sells them frozen. And then you have to put it in the fridge and thaw it. Anyway, sorry if I seem a little off. I'm not doing very good today. I just found out that it is actually possible to extract DNA from toenail clippings, which has me on a total anxiety spiral. I've been meticulously burning any hair that comes out of my brush, so no one can claim it out of the trash bin and try to clone me. Now, all this time, I've been throwing my toenail clippings away all willy-nilly. If you ever see or hear of another Blandy, don't trust that it's the real me. I mean, maybe it is. But hey, you know how you can really know? The real me is allergic to penicillin. So all you gotta do to confirm it's actually me is to rub some antibiotics all over my skin. And then if I die, you'll be sure you had the right Blandy. Today, we're not joined by my pragmatic co-host, Kirsten. That's because today is another special mini-episode called Ask Blandy. People love to ask me stuff instead of Google for some reason, even though Google was specifically designed to give helpful answers to everyday questions like the one we're discussing today from our beloved listener, Eleanor. She writes, "Dear Blandy, I have two kids. They're 5 and 9. 2 years ago, I remarried and we're having a baby together, due on Valentine's Day. Aww. This should be a joyous time for our family, but suddenly I'm filled with anxiety about our home. I work full-time, and so does my wife. And the truth is, most of the time, our house is overrun with messes the kids have made. Most of it is their toys. Legos, tiny Barbie accessories, light bright pegs, wooden beads, and the list goes on. On our days off, we end up getting into arguments with each other about the state of our house, and I feel like the emotional health of my family is at stake. How are we going to handle these everyday messes with a baby if we can't even do it with just the two older kids? Not to mention, the house just feels like one big choking hazard. Do we get an IKEA system to organize their stuff? Have a garage sale? Any advice on how to keep a tidy, or at least less chaotic home, would be so appreciated as we prepare to welcome another member into our family. Sincerely, Eleanor." First thing I want to say is, congratulations on the new baby, I guess. Why anyone would choose to have a baby is so fucking weird to me, but whatever. Anyway, going back to my childhood, which isn't something I intend to do for the rest of my life, I think I may be able to suggest a major lifestyle change that will for sure solve all of your problems and, if this is enticing to you, more Instagram followers. In fact, My own mother practiced it when I was growing up. It's called minimalism. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Because of that, our home was very rarely messy. Here's the minimalist rules my mom lived by. First, she never let me have more than one coloring book. Yeah, even after I colored in all the pages. She said that was my whole life's body of work right there in that one coloring book. And that I wouldn't need to add to it because I had peaked at 7. And honestly, I can see where she's coming from. Second, she allowed me to own only as many toys as could be contained in an oatmeal canister. This might have been reasonable, but the thing was already half full of oatmeal, so that was actually pretty shitty of her. If there's a particular problem area, you know, your kids struggle with, you can troubleshoot it before it becomes an issue. For instance, with my nephew, Colton Henley Bentley, it's Legos. So I just dumped his entire bin of them into the recycling last week and yeah, I haven't stepped on one since. Problem solved. With my own mother, she found that my weakness was flour, which I often fantasized about throwing around the kitchen and honestly still do to this day. To troubleshoot this, my mom locked me out of the kitchen until last year when I turned 26 because she said it was time for me to start learning how to cook my own ramen. Most notably, though, she didn't allow me to have any pets, including ferrets. Which, it's like jokes on her, because now that I'm living with her again, she's got about a dozen running around, because my mama ferret, Cheddar, just had 6 babies. Well, we started out with 8 babies, but then she ate 2 of them when I was at the library, so that sucks.
Hey guys, it's the real Blandy. If you're listening on Spotify, please do me a big fat favor and tap the little bell so you'll get a notification every time I push myself really hard to drop a big one. A big episode, I mean.
Listen, Eleanor, to be honest, I'm not sure any of what I just suggested would be the best tactic for keeping your home clean. You know, especially if you don't intend to pay for therapy and to house your adult child after she purposely burns down her dwelling in order to rid it of fruit flies. My mom, it turns out, doesn't know everything, but I do. I've found the best way to practice minimalism is to simply leave your home for a couple of days. Before you head out, post on Facebook and in a few local public groups that you'll be leaving town for a while. And you'd appreciate if someone wouldn't mind checking in on your home while you're away, just to make sure that you didn't leave the stove on. Let everyone know you'll leave the front door unlocked, and just ask the person kindly lock their door on the way out to prevent intruders. I can assure you that when you return home, you'll have almost nothing left in the way of possessions for your baby to one day throw around your home. This is a lot simpler than going through your stuff on your own, and you also get to relax while it was being done for you. Wow! Yeah, I'm not even gonna call my friend Kirsten today, because I know for sure that this is the right answer, and I mean, at this point, it would just be so annoying to hear her opinion on the matter. You know what I mean? Well, good luck, and I hope... Oh, wait, oh my gosh, hold on. I'm getting a call. Oh my gosh, she doesn't let up, does she? Hold on. Hello, this is Blandy.
Hey Blandy, I'm just checking in to make sure you got the notes about next week's episode.
What are you talking about?
I emailed you the notes over the weekend and you never responded.
Yeah, sorry. I was busy eating Dante's cream pies, and then I got really sick from them and was up all of Sunday barfing.
Oh, okay.
From his frozen food truck. He sells frozen novelty foods.
Right, okay. Yeah, you did mention that several times.
Hey, while I've got you on the phone, quick question. How do you deal with your kids always messing up your perfect house?
I mean, I can't say I deal with it too well, Blandy. To be honest, I try my best to contain toys and games with a lot of pieces. You know, I like to put them into one place that isn't easy for them to reach so I can keep track of how many bins of toys are out. But my house is always messy to some extent. Whether it's the kids' stuff or the dishes in the sink or laundry piling up in the hamper, that just seems to be the way things are when you have a family.
I'm shocked! Your house always looks so clean on Instagram.
Because you're seeing, like, maybe 3 feet of it. Everything outside of the frame is usually a disaster.
Why are you a fraud, then? That's false advertising.
I mean, is it? Aren't we able to deduce, after having it as a focal point in our lives for so long, that social media is not only a facade put up for others, but a fantasy for the person posting? I post nice pictures of myself when my self-esteem is in the gutter and need a dopamine hit in the form of likes. Just the same way that I post styled corners of my house when the cat's box is so ripe, I've had to open all the windows. It's fake. It's a set. When I was a little girl, I used to put together these really meticulous scenes in my Barbie dream house, and then I wouldn't even play with them. I'd have them set up at their dinner table, and, you know, Dad would be barbecuing, and the kids would be coming downstairs, you know, holding their Barbie cats, and I didn't want to mess them up. I just stare at this perfect little frozen moment that exists in a realm outside the chaos that was happening around me. That's all clean houses on social media are. You're seeing a pretty scene set up by someone who, like a lot of us at different times, is probably dealing with some chaos off camera.
Kirsten, that was like a really long story. So, what you're saying is that if you have kids, you can't ever get rid of the messes?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I gotta go.
Read the notes I sent.
Okay. Eleanor, I've changed my advice. I think what you really need to do, you know, after thinking about it for like a long time and stuff, is to start a lifestyle blog. Your house is never gonna be clean, but if you do this, then at least you can make people think it is. And that's the next best thing. But please, don't try to give advice on your blog, because that's my niche, okay? Bye. Yeah, sorry, I was busy eating Dante's cream pies.